Entwined by Kiala, read by Rhea 314, for Arkadyevna in the 2019 ITPE exchange. Rating general audiences, no archive warning supply, Phantom Haikyuu. Pairing Kyotani Kentaro, Yahaba Shigeru. Their bond sparks into life sometime early in third year, with the shrill sound of the referee's whistle still hanging in the air to declare that they've won the match, the court smelling of sweat and floor polish and salon pass. The entire team is rushing towards Kyotani, who made the winning spike, cheering loudly. Kyotani looks up, through the arms of their teammates, to meet Yahaba's eyes so they can grin at each other. It's not their first victory as captain and ace, but they're finally settling in with each other, both on and off the court. Today's match was a good one for them finding their rhythm, and Yahaba knows it's a result of the way they've been getting along with each other better. They reach out towards each other, palms slapping together in a high five, and that's when Yahaba feels it, a sudden spike of elation that builds on top of his own. It doesn't feel like his own happiness, but a rush of pride and satisfaction that surges through him, leaving him breathless. It's there one moment, and then gone when the high five is over. It leaves them both staring at each other, frozen in place. The team doesn't notice, and doesn't give them time to dwell on it, sweeping them both up in the next round of congratulations, and it reminds Yahaba that he has an important role to play here. His own personal feelings come second to his duties as a captain, and that means that he needs to call everyone to line up so that they can thank their opponents, and then lead the way off the court to pack up. Kyotani walks over to Yahaba's side, clearing his throat quietly. Yahaba doesn't look at him, continuing to pack balls into their trolley. Yahaba, you played well today. Yahaba cuts him off. He looks up, a ball in his hands, fingers digging into the firm fabric of it. Really well. You should be proud of yourself. Kyotani frowns. Yahaba, not now. Yahaba tells him firmly. Later. We'll talk later. The bus? Yahaba shakes his head. Later than that. Somewhere more private. Kyotani nods, continuing to help Yahaba. They're careful to keep their hands from coming into contact again, and Yahaba is sorely tempted to reach over just to check, to test his hypotheses. But he doesn't have time to do that if he's going to make Kyotani wait so they can talk about it. He thanks the first years for taking the trolley with his kindest smile, turning to the team to give them a congratulatory speech. He stopped worrying about being as inspiring as Oikawa. He stopped worrying about trying to emulate Oikawa at all, because he knows that's not who he is. He has his own style when it comes to captaincy, and he sticks to it, thanking his teammates for their work, congratulating them on overcoming the obstacles in their path. They're done for the day, so they head back to the bus. It's pure chance that has him sitting beside Kyotani, and they don't speak as the bus engine hums into life, and it feels a little awkward. Kyotani is looking out of the window, and Yahaba is looking down at his phone, a little too tense in his seat to keep their shoulders from brushing each other, even though he knows that's not how this works. Soulmates aren't determined at birth, and they're not necessarily set in stone. Yahaba has read that bonds express themselves between people best suited for each other at the time. It happens in different ways, but the most common is what they experienced earlier, by being able to share emotions when their hands are joined. Perhaps Yahaba isn't as patient as he hopes to be. Perhaps it's Kyotani. Or perhaps it's both of them. But they're halfway back to school when they reach for each other's hands, their fingers brushing. They turn to each other, and Yahaba holds Kyotani's gaze, gently slotting their fingers together. Kyotani's fingers close around his before he turns his palm, pressing it against Yahaba's. It takes Yahaba a moment to feel anything beyond his own trepidation, but then he gets the faintest sense of wariness that feels the same way Kyotani sounds when he's trying to make peace after an argument. Kyotani murmurs, stroking his finger against Yahaba's, It comes with a sudden spike of boldness that Yahaba borrows, making it his own as he tightens his grip on Kyotani's hand. They look up at each other again, and Yahaba hadn't even realized that he was looking down at their joined hands. Kyotani gives him a tentative smile, and Yahaba can feel his hopefulness and how willing he is to try this out. Yahaba takes a deep breath, then replies by thinking about how he wants to try this too, pleased at the way Kyotani's expression changes once he picks up on the feeling, a small smile creeping across his lips. They hold hands for the remainder of the bus ride, reliving their match, taking time to dwell on the way they both felt at each significant moment of it. Yahaba likes this. Likes the way it means they're learning each other in an entirely new way. There's no room for misunderstanding like this, with Kyotani's emotions in the back of Yahaba's mind. He doesn't really think about the implications of it until they're at school, no longer holding hands. Standing in the gym, listening to Coach Irihita praise them for what they did well and point out what they still need to work on, it really hits Yahaba. Having a bond with Kyotani means that they're soulmates, that right now, they're perfect for each other. Somehow that, more than the fact that they held hands for half the bus trip back to school, makes Yahaba really stop and think about it. It was so easy to accept the bond itself, but Yahaba doesn't know what it's going to mean for them. Clearly he's not the only one thinking about it, judging by the way Kyotani hangs back to wait for him in the club room once they've all changed out of their uniforms.
"You okay?"
Kyotani asks, holding his hand up in front of him, fingers splayed out. "Yeah," Yahaba replies, pressing the tips of their fingers together. "You?" It's a little reassuring to feel how nervous Kyotani is, instead of just amplifying the feeling. Yahaba might be new to this and feeling a bit lost, but so is Kyotani. Maybe this, like everything else they've figured out in the past few months, is something they can do together.
"I remember reading somewhere that it's not just feelings you can share,"
Kyotani mumbles, linking their fingers together.
"Apparently it works for memories, too."
"Yeah?" Yahaba raises an eyebrow. He's heard the same thing, too, but, for once, he doesn't feel the need to prove himself. Instead, he wants to listen to Kyotani explain it. They walk out of the club room, still holding hands, and Yahaba locks the door behind them as Kyotani draws a breath, clearly picking the best place to begin his explanation.
"I mean, our memories are kind of linked to our emotions, right?"
Kyotani wets his lips, not quite looking at Yahaba.
"It makes sense."
"It does," Yahaba replies, squeezing Kyotani's hand gently.
"Go on."
Instead, Kyotani lapses into silence. Perhaps it's because their hands are pressed together, or perhaps it's because Yahaba is beginning to learn Kyotani, but he can tell that it's a thoughtful silence. Kyotani's trying to figure out what he wants to say and how he wants to say it. Yahaba gives him all the time he needs, feeling patient for once, content to just walk with their hands swinging between them. He doesn't even mind the way that some people are glancing at them for it. Soulmates aren't that obvious to spot for an outsider, but it's a general fact that when soulmates are together, they tend to hold hands more often than not. Maybe the people around them have figured out that they have a bond. Maybe not. Yahaba doesn't really care.
"There's a memory I want to show you," Kyotani says.
"Share with you?"
Yeah, here."
Kyotani tightens his grip on Yahaba's hand, and Yahaba blinks in surprise as he remembers something that never happened to him. He remembers the feeling of being dragged to a volleyball game for the first time, remembers the scrape of his shoes against the concrete as he tried to dig his heels into the ground. He remembers the lines, how long he had to wait, how crowded it was once he was finally sitting down. He remembers the breathless wonder as he watched his first ever game of volleyball, the way it filled him with a need to play as well. It's Kyotani's memory, and he knows it,
but it feels so real, like it might as well be his own. It fills his chest with the same feeling that Kyotani felt at his first game, the sudden thrill, the need to be on the court. "Wow," he breathes, looking at Kyotani in wonder. "That's what volleyball means to me," Kyotani mumbles, not quite meeting Yahaba's eyes. Yahaba can feel his embarrassment, but there's an undercurrent of pride, too, like Kyotani is revealing his true self and standing by it. "Why do you always have to be so damn cool?" Yahaba asks, shaking his head with a grin, watching as the tinge of pink in Kyotani's cheeks darkens and spreads across his face. "My first game of volleyball was nowhere near that interesting." "Show me anyway," Kyotani urges. "I want to know." With a quiet snort, Yahaba thinks back to the first time he saw a game. It wasn't even an official televised game, but a middle school match that happened to be near his elementary school. He thinks about how he watched them, forgetting the game of indoor soccer he was meant to be playing, until his teammates yelled at him to pay attention. He thinks about how it took weeks of pleading for his parents to buy him a volleyball instead of soccer gear he was asking for before that. He remembers sitting in his room, practicing setting, the ball bouncing off course and hitting the wall just as often as it hit his fingers. "That's cute," Kyotani says quietly, smiling so much that it makes Yahaba's breath catch in his throat. "You're cute." "I'm not..." "Yahaba," Kyotani interrupts, turning around to face him, squeezing his hand tightly. "You're really fucking cute, okay? I thought it before the bond happened, too. And I'm trying really hard not to kiss you in public, because that might be weird and you might not want..." "Do it," Yahaba tells him. "What?" "Kiss me," Yahaba says, feeling his heart racing. "In public, or not, I don't really care. Kiss me." "Right here?" Kyotani asks, glancing around, turning pink as he shakes his head. "No, come with me." "You're the one who said you wanted to," Yahaba points out with a grin, as Kyotani pulls him down the street. "Shut up," Kyotani grumbles. "Just because I want to doesn't mean I should. Did you think about that?" "You're no fun," Yahaba teases. But then Kyotani pulls him into an apartment block, walking right past the elevators and opening the door to the stairwell. "Is this where you..." Yahaba begins, but he doesn't get the chance to finish his question before Kyotani steps into his space, face tilted up a little to press their lips together firmly. It's brief, but it still leaves Yahaba reeling. His cheeks grow warm as they pull apart. "Yeah," Kyotani says quietly. "I live here. On the second floor, if you want to come up. We could try this again." Grinning, Yahaba gestures up the stairs. "Lead the way." Nobody else seems to be home when Kyotani unlocks the door to his apartment. Yahaba gets the briefest tour, with Kyotani nodding towards the kitchen and lounge on their way past. And then they're in his bedroom, with the door shut behind them, and the air between them suddenly feels completely different. This time, it's Yahaba who takes initiative. He steps closer, cupping Kyotani's cheek lightly with one hand, and drawing him close. He moves slower than Kyotani does, letting their breath mingle for a moment before closing the gap with a kiss. The hand that isn't on Kyotani's cheek reaches out, finding Kyotani's fingers and curling around them as they deepen their kiss. Yahaba isn't brave enough to push further just yet, but it's wonderful just to feel the way Kyotani is enjoying this, and the way they build on top of each other's feelings, until they're smiling too hard to kiss properly anymore, but having too much fun to pull away. "Cute," Kyotani mutters against Yahaba's lips before kissing them again. "You are," Yahaba retorts, impulsively nipping at Kyotani's lower lip. He's surprised when it makes Kyotani moan softly, and he can feel a sudden spike of pleasure curling in his own belly. "Yahaba," Kyotani breathes, urging him to do it again. This time, Yahaba ends up sucking on it, feeling brave enough to run his tongue along Kyotani's lip. The moan that Kyotani lets out is amazing in itself. He grips Yahaba's hand tighter, wordlessly asking for more. The slide of their tongues against each other has Yahaba shivering with pleasure, and Kyotani echoes the feeling, pressing closer so they're chest to chest. Yahaba doesn't want to let go of Kyotani's hand, but winds his free hand around Kyotani's waist to keep him where he is. They're breathless when they pull apart, panting softly, and they don't even need to speak. Yahaba already knows what Kyotani's feeling, how much he enjoyed that, just like he's sure Kyotani knows he feels the same. It all feels too obvious to say out loud, but Yahaba doesn't mind that. He pulls Kyotani close, resting their foreheads together, and supposes that there are plenty of other ways to communicate anyway. Yahaba never really put that much thought into soulmates before, the entire concept feeling too abstract for him to dwell on. And he's surprised at just how much it changes. He and Kyotani are different around each other, both on and off the court. It's a good thing, though, and the rest of the team is quick to figure out the reason behind it. They practice together until they're perfectly in sync, until they can predict each other's moves. They forget their preconceived notions and adapt to what they learn about each other. They're perfect for each other, Yahaba reminds himself, and that means when they're on the court, too. Before they're about to walk onto the court for their next match, Kyotani takes Yahaba's hand firmly in his. They both think back to their practice sessions, to the memory of pure excitement that was Kyotani's first game, the satisfaction of Yahaba's first win. Then they follow each other onto the court, determined to win this game, too, pursuing that feeling all over again. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. And happy ITPE, Arkadyevna!